The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
All right, if you're new to this show, every morning at this time, Michelle and I help out somebody who had a great first date, but no second date. We got Jordan on the line. Jordan went out with Danielle, had a great first date, but has not heard from her since. First of all, Jordan, tell everybody how you met Danielle.
We actually met on Bumble. We were talking and kind of hit it off. And now that we can go out, where I asked her if she wanted to go and get some drinks on like a patio or something.
Okay.
Nice.
So we went out. I thought it went well. And I sent her some texts and haven't heard back from her since.
All right.
And just trying to figure out what happened.
Did anybody maybe drink too much? We always ask.
No, I usually try to be pretty respectful on the first date.
Okay, all right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hello?
Hi, is this Danielle?
It is.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the ear for a second?
Sure.
I know. The reason we're calling you is we have a feature on the show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason, it didn't move on to a second date, and we got a call about you, Danielle.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember going out with Jordan?
Yeah.
Well, he gave us a call and asked us to call you on his behalf. He said you guys had a great date, then he said he never heard from you after that.
Yeah, for a pretty good reason.
What happened?
So we went on our date, but the day after, I was looking through my post because it was disgusting and I was trying to clean it out. And I found one of those little devices that track, they're called tiles. And it definitely wasn't mine. The only logical explanation is that he put it in there, and that just, it really freaked me out.
Okay, I want to make sure I get this right here. So as you're cleaning out your purse the day after your date, you find one of those tile devices.
The tracker, yeah.
And you think that he put it in there.
I mean, I don't know how else it would have gotten in there.
Okay. And you think he put it in there to track you?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
And obviously that's the reason you didn't call him back.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't want to go on a second date with someone who would put a tracker on me.
What did you do with that tile device?
Oh, I threw it away like several miles from my house. It's in a landfill somewhere.
Mm. Okay, all right. Jordan actually asked us to call on his behalf, like he said. He's on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation and ask him about this?
Sure. I'm curious what he has to say.
Jordan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I did nothing like that.
Okay, but I don't know how it got into my purse, and you were the last person I saw.
Yeah, but I called the radio station because I wanted to know why I haven't heard from you. If I actually did do that, why wouldn't I just, you know, run into you in person, right? Doesn't that show that that I didn't do it?
I mean, I found it the day after we went out, and it's not mine, and I didn't see anybody else, so it must have been you. You're the only person who could have put it in there.
I agree that is terrifying, and I completely understand that, but I promised you that it wasn't me, and I know you said that your purse was a mess. Maybe it could have been in there from someone else. I mean, there were a lot of people at that bar. We can call the bar and see if they have any video of anyone doing it, but I promise you it wasn't me.
I am having trouble believing you. My purse was near my feet the entire night. It really freaked me out.
Well, you know what? Our goal here was to see if you would like a second date with Jordan. I really don't think that's a good idea on anybody's part here. Jordan, I'm not trying to accuse you of anything, but at this point, you two going out, that probably shouldn't happen. Would we not all agree on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but Danielle, I promise you it was not me.
Danielle, thank you for coming on the air with us. Appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you.
Jordan, obviously this didn't play out the way that you had hoped, but I think, you, as we said before, you understand probably the best that you two don't go out again.
I feel bad. I don't know. I promise you. Like I said, I wouldn't have called you guys had I thought that we had a good connection, and that's not something I would do.
Number one for New Country, 96.3 Hawkeye in the Morning. This morning on Second Date Update, Danielle did not want to go out a second time with Jordan after she discovered a tracking device in her purse as she thought that Jordan had put in there. But two things have happened in like the last 10 minutes. First of all, Jordan called us back just a few moments after she was on the air with us and told us this.
Yeah, I feel like a real jerk. My mom just heard me on Second Date Update and gave me a call. And apparently, her and my dad put that tile in there months ago. I had just moved out of the house and they were nervous about me getting my first apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And you just found it, and coincidentally you found it the day after you went out with Jordan. That's why you thought he put it in there.
Exactly, and I feel like I was so mean.
Oh.
No, I mean, no, but you know what?
That's understandable, yeah.
Well, would you like us to call Jordan back, get him on the line, and explain?
I think I might call him myself. I feel like that has to be a personal apology.
Yeah.
I think that's right. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to do this off the air. I feel like he shouldn't be put through a little more abuse.
Okay. All right. But suffice to say, just to clear his name, he did not put it in there.
No, he did not. It was definitely my parents.
Okay. So that happened right after she was on Second Date Update. Plus, tons of people have contacted us, too, telling us, too, that this putting the tile device is not a good way. I mean, that would not work.
No, it's not a good way to track. It's usually for your keys and stuff, you know, your wallet. Like you said, your son-in-law has one of those for his wallet. Like, that's how you find it around the house, basically. Yeah. That's how far it can track.
Yeah, it's like 300 feet or something.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't even work. So, anyway.